The city of Lorain, Ohio, has struggled for years. Once a thriving steel town, the Lake Erie community of 64,000 now has a poverty rate of 28%, and unemployment is above 8%. And that has city officials looking for an economic revival. Matt Richmond of Here and Now contributor WCPN IdeaStream reports.
Watch the post.
On a recent Saturday afternoon, 642 Broadway in Lorain's commercial center is a hive of activity.
Come back, come back, come back.
Teenagers load a giant cardboard fish onto a wooden platform sitting on the side of the road. The kids are helping build the centerpiece of the second annual Firefish Festival. James Levin, founder of the Cleveland Public Theater, launched the festival. He says the idea is to bring people into downtown Lorain, even if it's just for a night.
Be putting performers on fire escapes and balconies, and people just have a kind of a glow when they experience that kind of stuff. It's a different experience than putting like a rock band on a stage in the middle of a field.
The festival's ambitions have grown in its second year, and so has Levin's vision for Lorain. Beyond the shuttered storefronts and neglected buildings, he sees the potential to make this city a regional arts destination.
Assuming that there are cafes and boutiques and theater and dance and music available here, I think it will draw people eventually.
It's been an especially rough year for Lorain. The Republic Steel Mill shut down. U.S. Steel is down from employing thousands in its heyday to a staff of a few hundred. A budget shortfall led to fire department and city worker layoffs. Lorain Mayor Chase Rittenour says this has been the toughest year since he became mayor in 2012.
You try to inch your way. You try to get these small victories to get to where we ultimately want it to be. You know, there's no magic solution to any of this.
The city has had to be creative. To do that, it's turned to the city's Port Authority. Director Rick Novak says, like the city, the Port Authority had to shift its focus from the industries that long defined Lorain.
We deal with both the maritime industry, we deal with public accessibility, and we deal with economic development. And we work hand-in-hand with the city on trying to revitalize the community as a whole.
The Port Authority can do things the city can't do, like turn over control of a property to a developer without a public bidding process. Mayor Rittenour says the city took over properties during economic downturns with often unrealistic hopes of developing them when the economy improved.
We own dozens and dozens of buildings, and it's not just commercial. I would like to see us sell those to individuals or companies that are going to bring positive to the downtown area.
The 530 shop on Broadway has been in the Elke family since 1927. It's an antique and collectible shop, a surprising collection of furniture, jewelry, and old-fashioned signs. The current owner, Jane Elke, is optimistic about where the city's headed.
It's a turning point. We've had enough of how it's been, and we're doing all we can, not just me, but the other business owners, to take it forward.
The Port Authority recently took ownership of a historic building near the waterfront, and after years of false starts, leased it to a developer from Chicago. The city is also working on changing its land use laws to move on from an industrial history to an arts and entertainment getaway just west of Cleveland. For Here and Now, I'm Matt Richmond.